Valentine's.com.
Hi, is Mark there?
Speaking.
Hey, Mark. This is Megan with the bank at Cardiff. How are you doing today?
Good, Megan. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thanks for asking. I was actually just calling because we were reviewing some financing you guys did with OnDeck a couple years ago, and we got you pre-approved for equipment financing and working capital. Just wanted to reach out and see what you had coming up that we could help you out with.
Funny, I just got a quote on a new printer, too.
Oh, did you? You got the quote on the financing as well?
Nope.
Oh, okay. How much are you going to be bringing the printer on for?
Let's take a look. $14,995.
$14,995. Okay. Are there any like setup costs or like delivery
nope,
or anything that's
me?
Okay.
That's everything.
That's the whole shebang. All right. Have you looked for financing for it already?
No, I haven't.
Awesome. Okay. Are you going to be bringing it on? What's your time frame look like?
Probably June. July. June or July.
June or July. Okay.
Although I have to sign a letter of intent by the end of May.
Okay. Do you have to put a down payment at that point?
I don't know if I do
anything
or not.
Like that? Oh,
that's
okay.
Not really a problem.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, we have equipment financing up to 5 years. How's your credit look like?
Probably shitty.
Okay.
Probably
thanks
shitty.
For
I only get calls like this for every 10 minutes.
Oh, do you?
I mean, you called me just when I got to, I just opened this thing.
I know. That's some good timing right there. It's
maybe.
Like we're watching you. but it's probably shitty, actually.
I have no clue.
Oh, okay. You haven't checked in a while?
No. I mean, the last printer I got, which is, by the way, the exact same printer, only it was $5,000 more. They gave me, I think, $100,000 credit in about 5 minutes after I filled out the form. So I have no clue.
Oh, okay. So probably not that shitty.
I don't know.
All right. Sounds good. Well, we'll be able to run that, you know, obviously when we get the application in. But the only thing we would need for that amount is a one-page application, and then we'd be able to get you approved and be able to get you at least, you know, what you qualify for and rate and things like that. Our equipment approvals are good for 90 days, so you could do that now, and then it'd be good for, you know, the time being until you actually decide to bring that on. You said in June, probably?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Did you want me to send you over that application in the email?
Yeah, you could do that. I'm not telling you for sure I'm going to do it, but yeah, absolutely.
Okay. What's your email address?
It's sales@jmsigns.com.
sales@jmsigns.com. Okay. Is this piece of equipment going to be a replacement for an old piece of equipment, or is it a little bit different than...
No. It's going to add another printer. I mean, we're going to have to move stuff around because it's kind of tight because we have a lot of printers.
Mm-hmm.
But it would add another printer.
So you're just going to be able to produce more then in a certain amount of time? Or?
Yeah, it's for redundancy. That's right, in case of a failure or something, we'll have another piece of equipment to fall back on.
Okay.
We have that now.
Good.
I mean, we have four printers now.
And they're all the same kind of printers?
Similar.
Okay.
Different manufacturers.
Yeah, yeah. What kind of material do they print on? I'm not really familiar with it. Could you guys make signs of like it's like for corrugated kind of signs, or are we talking like?
Yeah, we do a lot of those. We do a lot of real estate signs. We do a lot of signs. We make about 100,000 signs a year.
Wow. Very cool. What did you guys do in sales last year, if you don't mind me asking?
$309,000.
Okay. Not bad.
It's not great.
Not great, but not bad. We don't see real high sales with sign companies very often, but
True.
yeah.
Well, there's a lot of small ones. I guess I'm small.
A lot of small sign companies, yeah. Do you guys do like the big signs too, like those, I don't know what they call those, channel lettering or that sort of thing, big signs for
No.
commercial buildings?
No. That would
Okay.
require another crew and truck and insurance and
Yeah, that's
competition.
a whole new can of worms there, I think.
We have five online stores, and basically we get our orders online. Anything we can put in a box or put on a pallet, we ship.
Oh, okay. For those real estate signs, do people usually purchase those like multiple at a time? Is that how that works? Or is it like a one-off kind of a deal?
Sometimes they're one-offs, sometimes they're multiples.
Oh,
Here's an
okay.
example. A customer yesterday ordered 50 18 by 30 metal REMAX signs.
Wow, like the kind that you stick in the front yard of a for sale house?
Yep.
That sort of a sign? Wow.
These will hang on posts.
Yeah. Huh.
And then yesterday we also sent out a quote, which we're going to get. It's for 115 18 by 24s, 25 12 by 24s, and I think 60 of these little 8-inch by 6-inch things.
Hmm.
We'll get that contract.
Yeah.
Like that comes about 4 or 5 times a year.
Oh, okay, you just have like that repetitive business.
Yeah, I mean we sell to all kinds of people. Those are going to Cape Cod to a guy that sells stone. Different kinds of stone. He's got 3 or 4 stores, and they get beat up over the year, and they just throw them out and order some new ones. And they usually order large quantities when they do it.
Is it like for labeling the stone? Is that what he's doing there?
Yeah, he has the yards, so you know, a yard set up, and then they put these signs up on the stone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's stone and bricks and
yeah, granite and all kinds of stuff like that. Yeah.
Concrete, you know, stuff, you know, wood,
yeah.
whatever you build stuff with.
Hmm. All right, cool, interesting. What do your margins look like on that sort of a thing? It's probably different for each kind of piece. But.
It is. It's different. It's different for each product. Whether the sign is $2 or the sign is $20 or $50.
Mm.
Obviously, if you buy one sign out of metal and it costs me $3 to make and I sell it for $57, then my margin's really good.
Yeah, that's fantastic. As you buy more in bulk, do the margins kind of go down, or the customer buys in bulk, I should say? Is that how you guys
yeah.
work?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. There's the more you get, the cheaper it is.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, makes sense. All right, well, I'll send you over this application here, unless you have any other questions for me, and then we can get you started on it, kind of work at your pace.
All right. Well.
Okay. Do you have any questions for me?
No, I may have questions after I see your forms.
All right. It's really easy. It's a one-page application, but very straightforward. My contact would be
You guys
in
are based out in California, right?
Yeah, in San Diego.
Yeah. Beautiful
yep.
place.
I know. I love it. Can't complain. It's a little bit rainy today, so I guess I could complain about that, but it doesn't happen often.
Got the best climate of any place in the country.
I know. I know.
Don't
and we still
about
complain.
California needs rain.
I know. We're in such a crazy drought, but supposedly this El Nino will help us out. Do you know where Lake Shasta is at?
I don't recall.
It's like up in Northern California, almost Oregon, but it's beautiful usually. But I went up there last year, and it was like, I don't know, the water level's down 100 feet or something crazy. It's like a puddle where it used to be just like a gorgeous lake everybody would take their houseboats on. It's just insane. But, yeah,
but
so I can't complain about the
rain.
You guys
got a lot of snow this winter, though.
Yeah, we did. We had a pretty good rainy, snowy winter, so it should be okay. We'll get it back.
Sure hope so.
Yeah, yeah. All right, well, it was nice talking to you. I'll get this email out to you in the next 10 minutes or so, and then when's a good time to follow back up with you?
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow. All righty. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye.